You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. United Payment Interface, or UPI Payments Ecosystem, is aiming for 2 billion transactions a day by 2030, with the number of customers accessing credit growing tenfold and cross-border processes in place for half of the world's top 30 countries, Dilip Asbe, CEO, National Payments Corporation of India, said. He also sees the emergence of asset tokenization taking place. Asbe, in conversation with Rajan Anandan, partner Peak 15, at the Global FinTech Festival, said that a couple of lenders, including HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank, had already initiated a completely digital journey for the customer, and others were expected to do so soon. Moving on, FinTech major Paytm said it disbursed Rs 5,517 crore loans through its platform and deployed 87 lakh devices for offline payments in August. The Vijay Shekhar Sharma-led fintech platform said in a regulatory filing that on an average 9.4 crore users transacted through Paytm monthly during July and August this year, which was 20% higher than the average number of users recorded during the same period last year. The number of merchants paying subscription for payment devices stood at 87 lakh as of August 2023, which is an increase of 42 lakh devices year-on-year. Meanwhile, Nazara Technologies announced that its board has approved an issue of equity shares having face value of Rs 4 each to raise up to Rs 410 crores from SBI Mutual Fund. The company is proposing to issue 57,42,296 equity shares at a price of Rs 714 per share, aggregating to Rs 409.99,99,344 to SBI Mutual Fund by way of preferential issue on private placement basis. The funds will be invested via three schemes of SBI Mutual Fund, namely SBI Multicap Fund, SBI Magnum Global Fund, and SBI Technology Opportunities Fund. While SBI Multicap Fund will be investing about Rs 200 crore, SBI Magnum Global Fund is investing about Rs 120 crore, and SBI Technology Opportunities Fund is investing the remaining Rs 90 crore. Up next, electric two-wheeler startup Aether Energy announced that it has raised Rs 900 crore from Hero Motor Corp and GIC through a rights issue. Hero Motor Corp, the single largest shareholder in Aether earlier this week, announced its intention of subscribing to the rights issue through an investment of Rs 550 crore. Singaporean Sovereign Wealth Fund, GIC, subscribed to the balance Rs 350 crore. Aether, which is India's third largest electric two-wheeler maker, said it plans to use the funds for new product launch and expansion of its charging infrastructure and retail network. With this latest round, Hero will have made a total investment of Rs 917 crore in Aether since its first investment done in 2016. In a latest from tech, Apple is reportedly breaking banks and spending millions every day to ace the AI race, according to a report from The Information. Cupertino's tech giant is working across several teams to produce AI models. The Information's report added that Apple's conversation AI took is called Foundational Models, and it has around 16 members, including former Google staff. The project is being led by none other than Apple's head of AI, John Giandrea, who took charge in 2018 to improve its assistant tool Siri, and the update is on cards with iOS 17. Going into more detail, there is a visual intelligence unit working on an image generation model similar to Midjourney or OpenAI's DALL-E 2. In other developments, negotiating trade pacts with certain G20 countries and diversifying exports to regions like Brazil and Mexico could help India boost outbound shipments and manufacturing in the years to come. Chairman CII National Committee of Exim, Sanjay Bhutia, said. He said that tapping into opportunities in G20 countries is crucial for India's economic growth and global influence. India should diversify its export markets within the G20 countries. Bhutia, who's also Managing Director of Patent Group, said. He added that while traditional partners like the United States and the European Union remain important, exploring emerging markets within the G20, such as Brazil, South Africa, Indonesia, and Mexico, can open up new avenues for Indian goods and services. Lastly, Zepto, which started operations just 2.5 years ago after morphing from its previous avatars, is present across 7 cities, operates around 240 dark stores, maintains over 6,690 stock-keeping units, and has doubled its daily delivery capacity to 350,000 orders in just over a year. The icing on the cake, of course, came last month when it raised $200 million at a valuation of $1.4 billion, thereby ending an 11-month unicorn drought in India. That's not all. Zepto is planning another funding round ahead of its planned listing by early 2025. Zepto's co-founder says The focus from here on will be to turn EBITDA, that is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, positive in 12 to 15 months. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.